So let's talk about what you had in the show. There were four poems, so let's start off with that. And these go by the months through, starting in January. Tell us about why you decided to do one poem per month.
They just kind of came to me as the information comes to us. The reaction of the news and what's on the TV and stuff and the radio and just trying to put it in words. And it has been capturing other people's thoughts also, that I'm kind of glad that I can put their thoughts in words also.
And so let's start with the January poem, if you'd read it for us.
Sure. I'm torn between wanting to be a well-informed citizen that collects news with a clear mind, and now the revolting feelings of watching news these days that is very similar to a god bloody train wreck and is so hard to turn away.
And so that one's pretty self-explanatory, I think. Let's move on to the February poem.
This one was one was kind of how I came to listening to this whole political situation from 2016 to 17. Gathering information well into the new millennia in that country near the middle of North America, spring 2016. I was reading a murder mystery about a detective with dead dames in city parks taking place Munich 1934. As the orange guy was knocking out his opponents with grade school recess bully antics. His audio was very similar to a political talk from the beer hall speeches in the book I was reading. I limited my hearing audio clips to no more than a total of 200 seconds for the whole year. Only saw stills of this person until late October, watched a clip on TV for a few moments. Could see the pores on his nose. That was enough visual information. Now in 2017, I will not let any audio clips land in my memory banks. Just mute for 6 or so seconds and observe those half-hour Deutsche Welle, NHK TV spots, and BBC radio broadcast to learn news from the capital of my country I live in. That was mid to late February.
Okay. So we're about to move on to the second two poems that you had in the show. The show, of course, dealing with the first 100 days of the Trump administration. And so let's do the final two.
Okay. Or is it the feeling as I were that character in that dark future movie from the past, 1984, where he tries to spend time away from those loudspeakers broadcasting the latest diatribe from the leader called the Orange One? That is about March or so.
And then finally, the April poem.
I try not to let any audio of the orange guy land on my memory banks. Sometimes I like to fall asleep with BBC at a low hum as I float along in slumber. I came out of the fog as they were playing a piece from his second news conference performance, as was being said. Fake news, fake news. Those syllables were scorched on my brain for the rest of the day. I hope they do not leave scars.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so your poetry was printed on orange paper, and I think we can probably guess why. Do you want to talk about the other visual components that went into the show?
Yeah, sure. One of them was the universal sign for distress was an upside down American flag, and I replaced the stars as little GOP elephants. So it's a wordless piece. As a strong logo is, everything whips into your head pretty quick if it's a pretty successful logo. And then I added words to it, so it changed the meaning a bit. Where I added one American, one vote, 2000 and 2016. So that kind of deals with the Electoral College, how more Americans their choice was of a different person. So the first one would have canceled a lot of the Iraq mess and stuff like that. And then here we're rolling with a show that the majority of Americans didn't want this person to be their leader.
And then is there any other aspect visually that you want to talk about?
Well, the outside of these orange cards were little tent cards, because usually tent cards, you see them in a eating establishment where they might advertise the drinks or the food. But I like how it's a... So I developed a logo that that used the phrasing that was used in 16, and it was... lock him up, exclamation point, and the bullet under the exclamation point is a hammer and sickle. And so that I thought that reads pretty clean, all on a little tent card for your table. And then on the other side, I had another phrase that was being used, drain the swamp. And then little words that go around it were bamboozler, charlatan, autocrat, nepotistic, outspoken, misogynistic, xenophobe, and liar. So those are all words that were being shuffled around all last year.
And so going ahead here, do you plan to continue considering politics through your art, and what other art are you working on?
Well, these little stories keep coming out of my brain. I handwrite them down, and then I get them typed up and making more tent cards. I've made, like, that was four of them. I made five and six, and then I have seven, eight, and nine that I haven't typed up. And for the last couple years, I've tried to corner the tri-state area as being the top moon illustrator. So I've developed quite an extensive collection and studies of the moon and other celestial objects, plein air style, with a telescope out in the backyard.